Welcome back, everyone, to the Chronicles of Outsourcing, an initiative by Inetro Global UK. Today, we have Parth Prajapati once again with us to share his insights on burning matters in the accounting industry and with accounting firms. And Parth has got extensive experience and has worked with thousands of accounting firms in his lifetime.
Yes, right, Krishna. And I become an accountant myself.
Yourself.
And running an accounting firm.
Yeah, I think that is happening with you. Yeah. Well, today we are here to discuss about the challenges that an accounting firm faces. But let me tell you, challenges are inevitable, right? But it is important to know and to be aware of what are the challenges that or any upcoming challenge that an accounting firm is to face. So Parth, if you can just throw some light on what are exactly the challenges that an accounting firm would face or is currently facing, per se.
Well, it's not only the accounting firm, Krishna, in the UK or anywhere they're facing the challenges. There are many other businesses who do the businesses with their different clients, and if they outsource or if they're not outsourcing, they all have the challenges in their business and in their practices, you know. So I would say, yes, working with the many accounting practices, I would like to conclude the top five challenges faced by the accounting practices in the UK and Ireland or with the CPA firms in the Australia. Mm-hmm. So the first one is finding and retaining the best talent, is we can say one of the biggest challenge,
major challenge.
The accountant or any businesses are facing. So I would agree, I think you would agree, Krishna, being in the recruitment firm, that how it's difficult to find and retain the good talent, skilled talent.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, to say we face challenge in finding the right person as well. And then once we have found it, it is even more tough to retain the right talent. So, yeah, I agree to that part.
Right, and retaining the talent is a sign of success for any business or any organization in the world. Being an accounting practice, whose employees stay with them for long and save both their time, money, and we can say if they stay for the long term even, so that helps a practice a lot to grow.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed to that.
And second, I would like to add, keeping their clients happy. Sometimes practice owners, accountants who get involved themselves into the operations activity and doing the processing work for accounts and bookkeeping for their client. And sometimes happens that they forget to keep their client happy. They don't look back where actually the client is happy or not with the
True.
Work. So they never get the feedback from client, or they forget to get the feedback from client. And that's how, but yes, being an accountant, it's a very challenging work, we can say, that they have to get involved themselves for all
in
the tasks,
feedback process.
Yes, and all the tasks that they get done from their accountant or from their team. So
True.
They have to review and they have to manage, send the queries to clients. You know, there's so many activity involves. So sometimes they feel that we are not focusing on our client, and they lose the control, and the client become unhappy.
Well, I think Parth, for this point, our audience should refer to our earlier podcast, which was how to maintain good relations and ways to foster good relations with your clients. So check that out, guys.
Yes, right. And third, I would like to add here, Krishna, which is happening all over the world after the COVID. So the remote work has increased.
Yeah.
So like many industries, one of the top accounting trends is a flexible and the remote work that everybody expect. If there is any new accountant is joining in the firm, they would expect, and they have the first questions: do you offer the work from home?
True.
Okay, so that's where the challenges comes, wherein the practice owner, the accountant, are not able to manage the remote work who is working from home, because it requires a lot of inputs and in accounting, year-end, or any bookkeeping services or software posting. So it requires a face-to-face communications. So practice owners has to communicate with the accountant or with their practice manager on a day-to-day basis. That they cannot do or perform while if the employees are working or accountant is working from home.
Remotely.
So that's where the challenge
comes.
But
I think the challenge is more into the to focus on the mental shift. If the practice owner evolves their thought process that yes, this is remote working is going to be there in the place and is going to sustain now, then I think it would be easier for them to accept that fact that yes, people are going to they are going to ask for work from anywhere, work from home or just work remotely. So yeah, I think mental shift plays a bigger role here.
I would agree to that, yeah. Krishna. And also, I would say, wherein the other challenges the accountants are facing, with the technology, you can say, wherein
right.
The automation is coming into place. We have got ChatGPT, I think at the
one
moment,
of the revolutions.
One of the revolutions, yes. The changes in the technology comes with a variety of the challenges for accounting practices. And they need to change and adapt the new, and they have to advance themselves.
True.
And I've spoken to many practices, startup practices. They sometimes struggle to work on a particular software and to automate their process.
And I think that is to adapt, and the ability to adapt to new things, to new changes that are coming. Absolutely, ChatGPT has revolutionized a lot of things, and it's just so new and fresh here. But then the things that it can do, it is definitely going to change the game. So if an accounting firm or a practice owner does not adapt this and does not bring those changes in their system, it would be difficult for them to sustain.
I agree to some extent, Krishna. For automation is just to give to put in the process. Being an accountant, so they have to involve themselves. They need. So the few assignments or accounting work, they need their inputs there themselves. So they have to get involved in all the work. But yes, I will strongly agree with your point and that you earlier mentioned. But yes, of course, there are always a financial or maybe a cost involved to implement any technology or to get the automation or get the process automated.
Yeah.
But yes, they have to invest a small amount in the technology as well if they want to grow their practice.
Yeah, because if that's the way out, then they have to do it, I think.
That's
right.
Absolutely right. And last but not least, Krishna, I would say one of the biggest challenges you can say the industry is facing in the accounting, or if you say any other industry, aerospace or any technology or maybe any other industry, if you pick, right, they have major is a skill shortage, right? So the accountancy profession, it's not unique wherein, the talent shortage is there, but it's in across all the industry.
All the industries, yeah.
We have the talent shortage.
True.
One of the reports from ACCA suggests that over 60% of the hiring accountants in finance professions plan to recruit staff in the next 12 months, which is a slight increase from 60%, and with the 90% of the employers experiencing the skill shortage, what has come to define in the accounting and recruitment. So that is a little sign of abating.
I agree. Well, talent shortage, especially in these days when technology is revolutionizing and there are new things coming up, it is difficult to find the right resource for the right task and for the right place. So yes, accountants do face that issue and that challenge, but I think that can be
right, and that has been addressed as well very well. There is a possibility wherein accountants can remove or maybe ignore a particular challenge, but not, we can say, by outsourcing only, but there are many other ways, that accountant can come up with the solutions that the challenges they are facing currently.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But yes, also, I would like to add here in this skill shortage is that there are many practices also who, train their staff and they hire apprentices also. And that's a good way to grow the
Definitely.
Practice. And I really appreciate the practices are taking a way forward, that they are allowing juniors to come into the practice and
get experience from it. Definitely, training and development, learning and development is inevitable for any company or any industry to flourish per se, for that matter, right? So that is always going to be, if you have your training and development department steady and it is going, hitting the pain points, then definitely your practice is going to grow.
I would say yes, Krishna. And as Anita Global, we're working with more than 100 accounting practice, you can say. But it's not always that we have asked our clients, accounting firm, that, we would be able to help you to hire the resources if you're not able to find. But on other side also, we help them to grow their practice and suggesting them what are the different ways, they can add the learning process into their process,
yeah.
And the training to their employees, providing how to retain their clients. So yes, we do get on the discussions with the practices whom we work with. It's not all about the business and the accounting we talk.
True, definitely. Well, that is, I think, that is how we build good relationships with our clients, Parth.
Right, yes, Krishna. So that's where Anita Global comes in, and while in building the good relationship with the accounting practices whom we work with, and it's amazing, and it's a pleasure working with the accounting firms.
Great. Well, to sum up for this podcast, I think to mitigate all your challenges, why not just outsource your work? Right, Parth?
Yes, absolutely. It's one of the good solution, we can say. Let's outsource, and also we can help you to grow your practice by developing the skills to your existing resource as well.
Great. That is really great, Parth. Thank you so much for giving your time and your valuable inputs on this topic. And I hope our audience has been able to get a lot of insights. Well, until next time, keep listening to the Chronicles of Outsourcing, an initiative by Initor Global UK. Thank you, listeners.